Hey, what is going on, guys? Welcome to another Point Forward podcast. So before we really start this out, I want to explain real quick. Well, even before I go into the explanation of what's going to be going on with this podcast today, I want to apologize for me and Casey not uploading on the day that we were supposed to. I believe at this point we are about 2 weeks late, which sucks. I really enjoy doing this thing, and you know, I know Casey does too. And you know, it's totally our fault, and so we apologize. But we're back here today. Well, I'm back here today, and Casey will have his own episode coming out on a later date, within the next couple of days, hopefully. All right, let me explain this. The format of today is gonna be like, this. I'm going to make a case for each of my five favorite players at each position. So of course that means point guard, shooting guard, small forward, etc. I'm for some reason I'm too lazy to name off the only two others, which is power forward and center. Yeah, so I guess we can just jump right into it. The first one, the one I'm gonna be starting out with, is I'm gonna start out with the center, actually. My favorite center in the league today is DeMarcus Cousins. And I feel like I've spoke on DeMarcus already on this podcast. I'm not really sure, but if I haven't, or even if I haven't, I'm just adding on here. In fact, I might just be repeating what I've already said, but DeMarcus, man, is just, you don't see, and I know a lot of people actually dislike him. Very many people within the NBA dislike him because of his temper. I don't know about his, I wouldn't want to say that his temper is what makes him one of my favorites, but I look at it just like his fierceness, his will to win. And it's clear that he's not just a hothead, because I feel like someone that's just a hothead is just dropping like 10 points. You know, someone with the attitude is dropping like 10 points, and you know, they might have like 4 rebounds, but they're not really doing anything. Those are kind of just like, you know, those are the punks. Those are the guys with the loud mouths, but they can't really back it up on the court. And so what matters the most to me as far as DeMarcus being one of my favorites and my favorite center is that he can talk the talk, and if you want to fight him on the court, he's more than happy to fight you. But at the end of the day, when it comes to having actual skill and being a great center, I mean, that's exactly what he is, you know? And I think it's always amazing to watch him play. You know, you look at that meme with him and Carl Anthony Towns, which is a hilarious meme. It just looks like, usually I see the caption of like, he's just trying to feed his family. I think that's hilarious, because he looks like he's just pouring his whole heart out to try and like back down DeMarcus, and DeMarcus is like, yo, you ain't going nowhere. But yeah, man. So yeah, DeMarcus, man, he's great. He's skilled. He can shoot threes, which, I mean, a lot of centers nowadays can do that. But I think out of all the centers that can shoot threes, I think that he is one of the best, at least maybe top five, maybe even top three. But yeah. So I could just switch on to my next one. I almost feel like I should just keep on going on with DeMarcus. Well, the thing with DeMarcus going to the Warriors, that is insane. Man, I didn't even see that coming whatsoever. I remember that day. I was just kind of sitting down and I was with some friends, and out of nowhere, they're like, yo, DeMarcus Cousins signed with the Warriors. I was like, what? I just thought it was crazy because it was in that was unexpected to everybody. It really happened out of nowhere. I don't know, man. That team is gonna be crazy, is what my assumption is. But you also have to factor in that he got injured, and it was a very, very bad injury at that. One that could, very realistically thinking, it could stick with him. I hope not, because he's one of my favorites. I don't want to see him just be a watered down version of his old self. I mean, he could still contribute, but he's one of my favorites because of the way that he played before. Not to say that he still couldn't be one of my favorites, but the reason why I love his style of his game is because of how he played. So if he changed it up, my ideas on him could change up as well. That's just how it is. But I hope that doesn't happen. And I'm not a Warriors fan by any means, but I do want to see what effect he's gonna have on the team. But yeah. So next one right now, I'm gonna go with power forward. Man, my favorite power forward is Draymond Green. He's actually my second favorite player. My first, of course, and I gotta say, almost every podcast, but my favorite player is Russell Westbrook. But my second favorite player is Draymond Green. They say, or at least from what I've heard, is that, of course, I mean, this is common sense. But whoever you watch is usually who you're gonna end up playing like. I mean, unless if you're you could be like 5'9" and kind of play like Russell Westbrook, but maybe not have the same effect as he does, because I mean, he's 6'3". But with the point that I'm trying to make is that I my defense is pretty good. That's kind of my style of play. And I feel like a lot of that contributes to how much I watch Draymond Green highlights, because I really enjoy seeing his defense. When he won that defensive player of the year, I really felt like he deserved that. But yeah, he makes such an impact on that team, and I mean, a lot of people talk about it. As far as like certain media guys do, but when it comes to people that watch basketball, I really don't think DeMarcus gets talked about all that much. Or DeMarcus, I said DeMarcus. Wow, I always have a mess up like that. At least once. It's I talk about Russell once every podcast. I mess up once every podcast. But Draymond makes such a big effect on that team, and I feel like that effect doesn't get talked about enough by people who watch it. And as a fan, I really just want to hear him, and I want to see him get his credit. I mean, that's what everyone wants to get and see when it comes to their favorite player. But I mean, clearly he does make an effect, and I feel like many people do acknowledge that. But I'm kind of selfish. I want to see more people acknowledge it. He deserves it for sure. Three-time champ, and he's a three-time champ for a reason. Yeah, Draymond Green, one of the best defensive players, and he's not the best offensive guy, but he can shoot some threes here and there. He He sure can lay up the ball. He's a big, strong guy. But yeah, man, Draymond Green. I would say my favorite small forward is the King, LeBron James. When people hate on LeBron James a lot, I just it doesn't, I wouldn't say baffle me exactly, because everyone has the right to whomever they exactly enjoy. I happen to really enjoy LeBron's work, and it's a bit confusing to me when someone says that they just hate him and they say that he's trash, because that's not true whatsoever. To me, he's in the top three greatest players of all time. But I mean, it, no matter where LeBron goes, he's making an impact, and that impact is so big that, excuse me for a second, that gotta edit that out. That impact is so big that that team instantly gets turned into a contender. That's crazy. Who else in the league today can you say that about? Really, no one else. And it's not just being a contender. I said contender, right? It's not that he just makes them contenders. He puts them in the race for a championship. You take Jabari Parker and I don't know. Like, you put him on that Wizards team right now with Bradley Beal, John Wall, and Dwight. And then you put Jabari Parker on there. You instantly believe that that's a contender, right? But you're not sure if that team can win a championship. I'm not saying for a sure fact that you know that the Lakers aren't going to win the championship, but you put LeBron on there. And you're like, hey, I don't know for sure, but there's a really good chance that they could make it to the finals and even maybe, I mean, win a championship. Win a championship. It's a realistic thing to think when LeBron goes to any team. We saw what his impact was on the Heat. We saw when he went back to the Cavs, and even this past finals when they lost, they still, LeBron did such a good job of composing himself this past season. Throughout everything that happened, he kept on pushing, and even when they're going to lose, he kept pushing. And that's just how good of a player he is. Once again, I feel like he's one of the greatest players of all time. To me, he's in the top three greatest of all time. But yeah, man, the King, LeBron James, the chosen one. Yeah, man. So my favorite shooting guard is Klay Thompson. At this point, I've named three Warriors, and I know I said earlier that by no means is the Warriors my favorite team, like by no means whatsoever, but it just so happens that three of the players that are on the Warriors are three of my favorite players. But my favorite shooting guard, Klay Thompson, man, I just love how he shoots. You can tell that he's like a microwave, man. Once he starts going, he can't stop. And he's another one of those kind of emotionless players that through it all, he doesn't show any fear. He doesn't show that he's nervous. He doesn't show that he's even excited. You know what I mean? He keeps on going. And that's to me, that's really cool. I just think that's really cool. I know that sounds weird, like I'm basically saying that showing no emotion, is cool, but what I'm trying to say, I'm in the world of basketball, when you're able to compose yourself and like not get too I don't know. I guess not exactly unfocused, but when you don't let anything rattle you in the heat of the moment, I just think that's awesome to just keep on going and just be like, not verbally, but through your facial expressions and through your body language, like, yeah, like when he made the 60 points, it's like, yeah, I did do that, you know what I mean? But it's just I thought that 60 points was awesome. I really wish he could have kept on going. I don't know if he's gonna ever do anything like that again. Maybe, who knows? I've heard talks of him going to the Lakers, not saying that he could do something like that offensively on the Lakers, or I'm not even saying that for something like that to happen again, it would take him leaving the Warriors. But what I am saying is that maybe not the Lakers, but put him on a team like, I don't know, shoot, like the Nets, or basically a team that's going through a rough time. He could have a good chance of putting up a lot of points. They might not win, but he could drop, like, he dropped 60 that fast. He could maybe even break Kobe's record of 81, even though that's not the most points that's ever been scored. It's actually 100 by Wilt Chamberlain, God rest his soul. But maybe even more than 100. I guess that's a little far-fetched for any player, since that's never, or that hasn't been done since Wilt. But who knows? That would be exciting. I would love that. But yeah. Klay Thompson, I mean, I've been talking about impact for LeBron James's impact and Draymond Green's impact. When it comes to the Warriors, we already know what impact Klay Thompson has had on the Warriors. He's one of the reasons why they made it to the finals in 2016, even though they lost that year. I mean, he's a big reason why they had that record that year. His offense was just insane. I mean, it showed for sure that in the Western Conference Finals against the Thunder. I mean, it sucks. For me, it sucks. I mean, that whole thing that happened right there was kind of one of the reasons why at least my assumption is that is one of the reasons why KD left. Which once again that sucks, but it is what it is, man. So my last guy here, I'm talking about point guard. And I've said it already, and I'll say it again. My favorite player, my favorite point guard is Russell Westbrook. A lot with DeMarcus, and DeMarcus's fierceness. That's one of the reasons that I love watching Westbrook. He goes at it every time. He just doesn't. There's no stop to him. It's inspiring. It really is. It's a real inspiration for somebody that watches basketball. And I mean that you could take his passion for the game, or you could take the way that he plays, and you could apply that. Of course, once again, if you play basketball, you could apply that to your game. So just continuously go at it no matter what, and keep on trying and trying and trying and trying and trying to the best of your abilities. But I mean, you could apply that to anything, especially for myself, him being my favorite player. It's like I already said, it's an inspiration to be like, yo, if I could do this, Or if he could do this in the game of basketball, and I try to apply that to basketball, why couldn't I apply that to my everyday life? Is no matter what, even through failure, just keep on trying and continuously get better and try to be the best me that I can be. And you know, to me, he's a real role model. I mean, Russell's a great player, man. I know a lot of people hate on him a lot of times for what they say. I'm not gonna say what they say because I don't agree with it. But he's just he's taking his abilities and he's just put each just like on 99. His athleticism 99, his shooting, that's not a 99. But you guys get the point. He's one of the best. He was MVP for a reason. So yeah. So this podcast has come to a close. I really enjoyed being able to tell you guys my five favorite players at each position. Five favorite players in today's league. I'm sad that I didn't get to do this with Casey. I mean, it doesn't feel the same without him. You know, it's when it comes to this podcast thing, he's my right-hand man. And you know, hopefully soon we'll be able to get back to it. You know, once again, guys, we really apologize. We really enjoyed doing this together for you guys. And you know, hopefully we can continue to do that. I know this is late, and even at that, Casey's part isn't coming out for a couple more days, but I appreciate it for whoever listened to the end. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This has been another Point Forward podcast presented by Legends Way. Have a great day, guys. Be safe, and we will catch you guys next time. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.